Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 5, Chapter 11, Text Number 15 to 17. Bratravyamenam tadabravirayam upekshayade jitamapramatta Guru Rajesh Charanopa Sanastra Yivyalikam Swayamatma Mosham. The slokas before that, ఇంత తాత్పర్యం అంటే రాకుండా ఏం చేశాను చదివాను కదా. నయా వదతాన్ తనుగృన్నరేంద్ర వధూయ మాయాం వైనోదయేన విముక్త సంగోచిత తత్సప్తన వేదాత్మతత్వం Brahmati Hatavat. My dear King Ravan, as long as the conditioned soul accepts the material body and is not freed from the contamination of material enjoyment, and as long as he does not conquer his six enemies and come to the platform of self-realization by awakening his spiritual knowledge, he has to wander among different places, different species of life in this material world. My dear King Raghavan, as long as the conditioned soul accepts the material body and is not freed from the contamination of material enjoyment, and as long as he does not conquer his six enemies and come to the platform of self-realization by awakening his spiritual knowledge, he has to wander among different places and different species of life in this material world. When one's mind is absorbed in material conception, he thinks that he belongs to a particular nation, family, country, creed. These are called upadhis, designations. And one has to become freed from them, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. As long as one is not fixed, he has to continue conditioned life in material existence. The human form of life is meant for cleansing away these misconceptions. If this is not done, one has to repeat the cycle of birth and death and thus suffer all material conditions. Naya vadetan manatma lingam samsara tapa vapanam janasya Yashogamayanagaloba Vairanubanda Mamatam Vivate. The soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable conditions of the material body, wander within the universe in different positions, because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. It creates bondage, the false sense of intimacy within this material world. The soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of material body and wander within this universe in different positions, because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. It creates bondage, a false sense of intimacy within this material world. Vratravyamenam tadabravirjam upekshadaditam daditapapramatta gurur hares charanopa sanastra jahivyalikam swayamatmamosham. This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of God. Do this with great care. This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and it will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do this with great care. Purport. There is an easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered, neglect. This is neglect the mind. There is an easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered, neglect. Don't give your mind any importance. Don't value the judgments of the mind. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, we should be very expert in disobeying the mind and its orders. Gradually, the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It is not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, to control the mind, one should beat it with shoes and broom. Many times, just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way, one can control the mind. This is instruction of all the sastras. If one does not do so, one is doomed to follow the dictations of the mind. Another bona fide process is to abide strictly by the orders of the spiritual master and engage in the Lord's service. Then the mind will be automatically controlled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Sri Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmita Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bej. When one receives the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's real life begins. One abides by the orders of the spiritual master. By the grace of Krishna, he is fixed and is freed from the service to the mind. Thus, and the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Jadavarat instructs King Rohan. Om Jnana Timirandasya ज्ञानांजनतलाख चक्षुर्मीत तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्ट स्थापित भूतले स्वयं भूतला। Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Asadu Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The last night also in the Bhagavad Gita as a coincidence, it is the same subject matter. Evam Budva Param Budva Sansavyatmanatmana Jaisatru Mahabaho Kamarupam Durasadam. There is a more than the sense objects, the senses are powerful. But the sense objects are dull and material. These are all these things. This item is valuable or attractive, but it has no value for a man who doesn't know nothing about that. Suppose you find it on the roadside, probably somebody who knows digital gadgets, he may pick it up. How is it looking like? Worthless item. But one who knows this, it can serve many things and it has a good cost. It's a costly thing. So although something is very costly, very useful, but because it is dull, by itself, it has no activity on its own. In the hands of someone, it can be of some use. So although the sense objects, so what is the beauty for a blind man? If a man is blind in his vision, so there may be a very beautiful object, be it a person or a thing. But one who cannot see, how he will appreciate the beauty? Let's say, than the dull sense objects, the senses are better. That means the senses can help you. The soul is there, and for the soul, there are sense objects, there are senses, the mind, and the intelligence, they are all there. And beneath all of them is the soul. Suppose somebody is connected with Krishna, somebody has a spiritual vision, he has turned his mind to Krishna, then he shuns everything for him. It says, the sloka in Bhagavad Gita, it says, samaloshtras vakanchana. For an enlightened man, the gold and pebble are equal. Pebble means a piece of earth, no value. You are everywhere on the road, pebbles. But you suppose there is gold on the road, people fight. I saw it first. Or whoever has the strength, they finish the other person and they pocket the gold, possess the gold. So, but for a self-realized man, the gold has no value. Our Vaishnava Acharya said, gold is like the stool of a one is affected by yellow fever, Patsakamara. One is affected by yellow fever or your Pitta Roga. Disease of the bile, then the stool will be very yellow. For a jaundiced person, for a person who is affected by jaundice, yellow fever, hepatitis, his stool will be very yellow, golden yellow. So, that doesn't mean that the stool is any more attractive to a person. Stool is stool. So similarly, for an enlightened man, the gold is like a stool of a jaundiced person. So, of no value. It is true, no? That devotees don't value anything material. Devotees don't value anything material. Suppose somebody will tell you, I will give you gems and diamonds and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. You kindly give up your ISKCON life. Don't stay in ISKCON. I will make you the owner of a big jewelry shop. You will rush out or what? Yeah, what is this about? Staying in ISKCON, you know, making makadi achar, collecting dust and this, washing pots. I can be a queen. I can be a prince, sitting in a jewelry room. But what is the use? Devotees have no value. No? Devotees may get a lot of money, but for them, no value. So they just use it in Krishna service. Personally for them, of no use. No? Devotees are not interested to have any accumulation. Asteya. No? Brahmacharya. Asteya. The qualifications of a spiritual person is that he practices celibacy and he practices truthfulness and he practices non-possessiveness. The better devotee you become, the less possessive you are in nature. You want to possess the bare needs of life. It's a less luggage, more comfort. When a devotee has to travel, just he has two, three pairs of clothes and he just go. Because he has not made life very complicated. Similarly, his very lifestyle, whether it's food habits living habits, eating habits, clothing habits, devotees, because the mood, the clothes are just to cover the body. The food is just to maintain the body. You are not bothered about luxury food, lavish food. Actually, for a sadhaka, a spiritual person, the more simple food you eat, the more stable and strong mind you will have. If you eat foods that are very agitating to the tongue, and consequently the mind, and it will have its effects on other senses, so you will not be able to make your spiritual life. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivara Lala Soi, Iti Uti Daya, Sisnodara Parayana, Krishna Ipaya. Although Krishna is our dearmost person, he is the dearmost person to everybody. That's a devotee's. He deals with everybody, but he is not attached. When devotees stay together nicely, they are affectionate, they are respectful, they are service-minded. Many times there were fall downs in spiritual life. When disciples serve, men or women, when lot of Prabhuji's serve, the spiritual master, and if the spiritual master is not strongly fixed in devotional service, he may think he is a special person. I am so special, hundreds of people. He doesn't see that he is respected because he is serving Krishna. But when he sees that the service is directly to him, because he is so great, immediately Maya will catch his neck and he will have fall down. But a funny story is there. There was some procession on a donkey. On a donkey, they were taking the deities. Procession, like you take Jagannath Radha Yatra in a cart. And sometimes you may ride the lordships on a bullock cart, or a horse carriage, or some animal, for the reasons of weight or whatever, distance, or to carry a long distance. So this, on the back of a donkey, the deities, and everybody was coming and doing aarti, everybody was offering obeisances. The donkey thought, wow, I'm such a great special person. Everybody is giving me aartis, and he started, when you become a little proud, you start singing loudly. And then it was a disturbance in that spiritual atmosphere. Donkey, throwing her mane up, and then it is singing and lifting her head and all that. Then the owner thought, what happened? Then he took a stick just to keep it quiet. Beat it, beat it. Then the donkey came to its constitutional position. I am a servant here, but for a moment, it took it otherwise. No? Similarly, when somebody is an agent of God, so people give him money, people help him, serve him in so many ways. But if he thinks that I am enjoying my life, I am comfortable being served by so many people, immediately Krishna will arrange for his fall down. That's why in spiritual life, you don't take services from others unnecessarily. You don't take services from others unnecessarily. In spiritual life, there is competition to serve others. You want to serve them, they want to serve you, and there is a very harmonious atmosphere, and very joyfully, together everyone serves Krishna. The moment we try to exploit others, which is the mentality of a karmi, dominate others, exploit others, and think that I am a special person, I have a special relationship with Krishna and no one else. In ISKCON, I don't have to mention the name. After Prabhupada left, because Prabhupada thought how you should serve the Guru like God. You serve the spiritual master like you serve God. So they misunderstood the statement. So after Prabhupada left, without qualification, they were just repeating the statement. But they were not situated on that Uttamadhikari platform. They are saying disciples have to serve, and all these young disciples, they were serving, they are bringing a lot of money and all that. And because he was not properly situated, like the donkey in the story, and immediately he thought they are for him. And the result is that they became fallen. So the Vaishnava Siddhanta, it says, because the Guru offers everything to his Guru or Guru Parampara and finally to the Supreme Lord. So a genuine devotee will never have any room for pride. The pride and devotee, they go ill together. If a devotee is pride, means he is not at all a devotee. Because humility is the hallmark. Karpanya. Karpa means humility. When you remember Krishna, immediately you will know what is your complete insignificant position. When you remember, when you have not come to the Guru and have taken Krishna in your life and the Hare Krishna mantra, when you look back, what were you when you were not a devotee? It says, Yogyata Vichara Kuchina Yipayi Tumara Karana Sara. Whatever qualifications we are getting, whatever we are, because we have service attitude and we are chanting Hare Krishna. If we want to serve Krishna, Krishna is giving us some qualifications. If we think things will not go on without my qualified presence, immediately we will be kicked out. Suppose somebody thinks that I am so qualified, how the temple will go on without me? The temple cannot go on without me because I am so important in the temple. Immediately, Krishna will make arrangements that we will get kicked out or we go on our own And then we see that nothing is amiss to the temple. On the other hand, devotees have to feel, I am getting an opportunity to stay in the temple so that I can chant Hare Krishna, part of the temple program. Because I am staying in the temple, I am getting an opportunity to render service. You know, we have seen many, like, you know, somebody has sent us for this land deal, Radha Giridhar Prabhu from Bombay, we wanted to buy that land and we are calling here and there. We need some Lakshmi arrangement. And Radha Giridhar Prabhu said, I'll be sending you 30 lakhs and thank you for engaging me in ISKCON Nellore. That's what he's writing. Thank you for giving me some service in ISKCON Nellore. See how humble he is. But, you know, I'm happy that I could be part of something in ISKCON Nellore. He's saying like that. So, no pride at all. And then he also told me, when I was asking him for more, and then he said, see, I have no control over the money I earn. All my money belongs to my spiritual master. And I cannot dictate to him that I want to donate here, donate there. It is his money. Who am I to tell him? Maharaj, please give 30 lakhs here, 20 lakhs here. How can I say that? Because I think I am getting all this money because of the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. So, otherwise I am like a straw on the street. There are so many MBA graduates who are unemployed and who are doing nothing for Krishna. And here I am able to bring crores and crores. And just because I have a desire to serve Krishna, which was kindled by my spiritual master, and because I have the desire Krishna has given me, so that to my heart satisfaction, I can. The devotees, they are very happy when they render some service, when they donate some money. Even another Mayavadi sannyasi, he said, when you are serving the poor and the deprived, don't feel proud. You should be humbled because I am getting an opportunity. If that man has also money, why he will touch your money? Just like suppose somebody on the roadside calls you for food, unless there is some relationship, it's like, you know, somebody coming and giving a beggar some food. Unless there is some relationship, you don't accept from another place. Why should I take? I will become indebted to them. Whenever you are taking something, you are a loser because you are getting indebted. These karmis, they think they are very smart. I am managing my things, getting from them, getting it here, taking it from there. He doesn't know that in the next birth he has become an ox or a buffalo, and then I have to serve all these people. He has to serve so many people because that is the law of karma. So, people who are spiritual minded, they are very careful not to accept things or service unnecessarily from others. And even when they accept money or service, they want to do more to them. Just like we take some money from others, but we give them eternal devotion to the Lord. devotees feel bad just to take money in exchange for the service they do. They want to give them unlimited wealth. You are giving some material wealth, very limited. The devotees in exchange, let's say whenever somebody is in service, devotees are very eager to make him a devotee, very eager. But this man is so nice. If he also chants and dances, when can I see him? No. Chanting and dancing in abandon, no? Without caring for others. So here the mind is the thing that is stopping you from eternal treasure. Everyone has eternal treasure very next to him. Nothing is separating you and your treasure except a thin cloud of the mind. It is not difficult to cleanse the mind. The mind is not some material. If it is a mountain, you don't know how many years it will take to break the mountain. You don't know how to shift. Suppose you are making a tunnel and you have to break the mountain and shift all that debris to somewhere. And not a one-man's job, it is a mountain. So the mind is also like a mountain. So on one side, it is almost impossible. So that's what Krishna says. Daivi yesha gunamayi mama maya durataya mamaya prapadyanti. He says, impossible to conquer your mind. Impossible. But, he says, when you, like he said here, you can conquer the mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Yes, spiritual master means not just one guru. Hari Guru Vaishnava. For a genuine sadhaka, everybody is a master. That's why we say Prabhu, Prabhu. Everyone we call Prabhu. We are servant of everybody. You can always learn. If somebody is a proud person, he has a lesson from him to learn. That means he is your spiritual master. Suppose somebody is proud. Somebody is somebody is fickle, or somebody is moody. See how by being moody, not having proper relationships, or by being moody, how she is or he is unable to enjoy the spiritual life with everybody. Now, Prabhupada was completely at home wherever he goes. It's not only with the disciples he was having good time. Prabhupada was not only because he was transcendental. He is feeling the presence of Krishna everywhere. And he is seeing Krishna in everyone. So whatever is coming, he is trying to take lessons. What Krishna is telling me from this occasion, from this person. So Prabhupada was very, very thankful. Like, you know, we are telling one time, it was in the West. People don't know how to serve the deities and all that. They don't know nothing. So they're completely mess. They were treating the deities like some things. And they're handling them. But Prabhupada had great feelings for the deity. And these people, they don't know nothing about how to deal with the deities. So Prabhupada was very upset. And he was trying to tell them this and that. And then one man, who is a hippie, he was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are telling everybody, chant and be happy. Why you are upset? He chanted. Prabhupada, yeah, this is am trying to control too much because these people are new people to spiritual life. This man, what he said is right. I should give him time. And Prabhupada became cheerful again. And he was taking a lesson from a hippie. So he was reminding Prabhupada, you are telling everybody chanting. But actually Prabhupada's anxiety, it's not that Prabhupada was in the moods. This man got a lesson, so Prabhupada was happy that this guy remembered, chant and be happy. Prabhupada was in anxiety that Krishna is not serving properly. Not that he has gone out of his moods. Because he was so gentle about the deities. That's why he was upset. But this guy was saying, anxiety in Prabhupada. Swami, why are you so anxious? Chanting. Prabhupada smiled at him. Yes, you told me as a timely thing. Prabhupada went on. So that means Prabhupada was taking lessons from even a completely a nonsense person. A hippie, simple hippie. So the mind, it is our worst enemy. Don't look outside. Don't look at anyone. Everyone is creating situations for you to see how you control your mind. When people come and find fault with us, when people come and criticize us, when people neglect us, when people have a big difference of opinion. So it is a test for your devotional service. Am I behaving like a devotee or not? Or I am going into my material modes. So for a devotee, the whole world is a place to learn. Whole life is for learning. For a devotee, nothing is like, I have learned everything, nothing more to learn. Is it like that? And for a devotee, for good devotees, you listen to your senior devotees. Krishna is telling something through him. But for an advanced devotee, for him everybody is a guru. Like that Avadhuta Brahmin from Avantipur. In Bhagavatam, there is a Avadhuta Brahman. And he has 24 gurus. And who are they? The tree, the earth, the bird, the prostitute, the sky, the fire. And this is all his gurus. That means he is enlightened. So he knows how to take lessons from everybody. He's enlightened. Generally, if you are not enlightened, somebody has to speak to you spiritual knowledge. But somehow if you are already an advanced soul, your mind, your purified mind will figure out how everything is a lesson in life. So now, right now, the mind is conditioned, the mind is contaminated, the mind is material. They said the greatest secret to come out the mind is neglect. Now that's what we started the purport. Just neglect your mind. Treat it like thrash. Like I said, you clean the thrash with broom. So for your mind, don't take it as your friend. Just treat your mind like trash. Always be polite with others, always be friendly with others. Don't let your ego shine through. Just neglect your mind. How can I see everyone smile? How can I serve everyone? Don't worry about who is big or small, who is this and that. Even yesterday, I was listening to some online lecture of Radhana Swami. Cambridge lecture, you know, Cambridge, it's like Oxford of England, Cambridge is to US. So Radhanath Swami is giving a lecture in Cambridge University, and he was saying something on very big doctor. He made crores and crores by his operations. He is such an expert surgeon. And one time he saw on the roadside a person who has a very serious surgical problem. And then the surgeon said, he cannot afford to have operation. It costs so much. And somehow, when the roadside child looked at the surgeon, he's in the posh car, and he looked at the child on the roadside, and the child, at the very time, he doesn't know that this guy in the car is a surgeon who can operate on him. But with his innocent face and his handicap, he looked at him, and somehow the surgeon, who was thinking, I'm so expert, I'm so rich, I'm so famous, somehow there's a meeting of the eyes. And then he thought, I have so much money, and I'm so expert, I'll just treat him free. Just God, he never did that. Somehow, and then that changed his life. The boy was having such helpless looks, and then when he was operated, and then he was able to do his things normally. Otherwise, he was like on the roadside. Somebody has to carry him. And then the child has such pride and self-confidence. I can do this, I can do that, and like that. And when the doctor saw the previous eyes of this child, and then after the operation, when he was walking around, and the doctor told Radhanath Swami, Radhanath Swami was narrating the story. So the doctor told that I did such operations, but it was only pride ruling my heart, and my wealth. But when I saw a helpless child expressing his gratitude, I thought this is the perfection of my profession. So the point Maharaj is making is that when you can serve others, the joy you will never get by sense gratification. Whatever, you know, big buildings, you know, big bank balance, you know, big influence, but when some helpless person is served, and because you are suffering so much from the problem, and you help him, like, you know, people are karmis, and their mind is filled with these six enemies, and they are bumping into others, and they are so miserable, their mind is plagued by these six enemies. They can relish such pure joy in their life, but because nobody has touched their hearts, so they are making others miserable, and they are becoming more miserable for no good reason. So if you can give them Krishna, I say these two things: neglect your mind, and always serve the Vaishnavas and Krishna. Always be in their shelter, and just go on neglecting your mind, and then the mind will be relegated to its position, because mind should never be given any respect. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is told, beat the mind with shoes, beat the mind with broom, and just be a servant of Guru and Krishna. And then you will see how much natural, pure joy that surges up in your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.